back tuned into another episode of Being African Color right here on Discover Music Channel by Playmaster Today. And today, you know, I want to do something a little different. I know there's been so much going on from a cultural and personal perspective that I really want to touch on a few things. Today, I have my business partner, 1010220, in the building.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Now, we've been in business for approximately 16 years, give or take, right? And for the most part, I think that we've always been at our entrepreneurship, ownership, community support and development, right?
Yes, that is correct.
On September 24th, 2021, at approximately 5 p.m., Mia Meccano was last seen at her Orlando, Florida home.
Actually leaving work. She was last seen leaving work.
Leaving work, which is in the same residence, which is in the same complex as her home.
Correct.
But she was last seen leaving work.
Leaving the office, yeah.
8 days later, the search came to an end when authorities found her body in a wooded area 15 miles from her home.
Yes, so sad.
Mia's story is not something new. It's not something that just happened.
Unfortunately.
One of the things that made Mia stand out is the fact that the search took place and was initiated
by the community.
If you look at the timestamp on the first
missing persons,
it was approximately 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday, September 20th. That is, most of the times you have to wait 24 hours to file a missing persons report. And even after that, you have to wait 72 hours, right?
Her family and the community was not playing on this.
For those that don't know, Mia's father is a part of the
Soca and Caribbean
community and is a prominent DJ and a staple in the carnival.
Yes.
So we had artists on the ground, boots on the searching the shadow looking for Mia. In addition, all around supported the cause by posting the information, booking agents, artists, promoters, publications. All of these people that are tightly connected to this community. And as the news started to spread, it started to spill over into the urban community because a lot of the people that participate in the Caribbean called exclusively Caribbean. You ended up having DJs from the urban community posting and reposting publications in the urban community posting and reposting. You had Shade Room, All Hip Hop, The View, D.L. Hughley. It just became a really big thing. And to the point where it was all over the news in various parts of the Caribbean. Like, who's to say, you know, I remember I saw it at first and I didn't really read it. And I was like, I'm going to share that in the morning. You know what I mean? And then I was like, then that morning I didn't share it. 12 noon or close to 12 noon on that Saturday, her stepmom contacted me and was like, please share. Well, wait, because you know, you don't really pay attention when you first see something. You skim it and you're like, okay, I'm going to share this but the person that posted it again, the person that posted it that I saw it on their post, they were from Trinidad and Tobago. So my assumption without reading the context was that this was something that was happening in Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm.
I say that to say, you know, When there's a cry for help, it doesn't matter where it is, take the time to share. You don't know whose life you could be saving. I saw that at 9 p.m. I saw that on Friday the 24th.
Yeah, you know? Same here, Af, because that was definitely like where I was away out of town and I got the news immediately that night. I think we also we talked a little bit that evening as well. And I was saying that for this information to be out and to come out, like from her missing at 5 p.m. and for there to be action come 5:01 p.m., I was so elated for that part alone.
Now, there are the Mia Meccano Foundation to support resources for missing persons as well as families suffering from the loss of a child and or relative as a result of a missing person alert, and also to help protect our underserved communities, our vulnerable community. Emails, you know.
Can we just say black girls, our black women, our black girls, Yes, also protect our Black boys and things of that sort. But we, what was shown through this, unfortunately, not having Mia back, but seeing the community come out, and it was, and because of the family and the community, we were able to have some type of closure at least 7 to 8 days, as opposed to our people, our girls that's been missing, and we don't hear anything, we don't have any news on it. There was no national news. I don't know if you guys were listening, but Africa listed people and news outlets and communities that were not on national levels, right?
Right.
So,
and it wasn't
saving ourselves.
And it wasn't until the sixth or seventh day started to get ads and all the other people
right
attention. And that's only because the View posted it. So we really have to be aware that our stories don't always get to that point. And if it wasn't for relationships and community, we would not have gotten the dick, because, you know, sad reality is that by the time the coroner got to, he was already in a decomposing state. Situation. On top of that, as we've talked about how the community came together and supported search for the young lady. But the week that they found Mia's body started off the first carnival. One of the largest carnivals in the U.S., which is Miami's Carnival. The entire city, the promoters, organizers, DJs, to the staff at these events were in a stench. I think every mass band had a moment of silence or had posters of Mia on there to signify their support and unity with the parents of the now deceased. Aside from the heaviness of Miami Carnival, Miami was able to pull off a carnival successfully post-pandemic by implementing strict COVID requirements. Whether you were fully vaccinated or non-vax, you had to present a PRC test prior to
PCR.
PCR, that's what it is. Yeah, PCR. I've been saying it wrong. PCR test in order to participate in any Miami Carnival organized events. Other promoters also took on that same stance and required that you present your PCR test
Negative PCR test.
Yes, a negative PCR test. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
A negative PCR test. You have to present a PCR test.
Yes.
So whether you were fully vaccinated or not, you still have to present this test, right?
Correct.
Now, the likelihood of thousands of people keeping their mask on while jumping up and down and drinking alcohol is unreal, and it didn't happen. But I also felt comfortable knowing that everybody that got in and show and presented a negative PC. And I think that's, you know, really is one of those things where it's, you have to have faith, and you also have to have some kind of technical understanding of what's going on. But I think that they did a great job. And as a result, we have more and more carnivals that are coming online for 2022. Unfortunately, Trinidad Carnival will not be one of the carnivals that return for 22, because in order for Trinidad Carnival to return in production in the summer 21, and as we know, in 2021, many cultures were still on lockdown. Actually, may still be on lockdown as we speak today. What are some of your concerns or thoughts towards the return of cultural activities, both in the urban community?
I don't think I have what I consider a concern. I think it's more of just making sure that we continue to stay healthy. I think one of the things that we don't seem to mention is that, okay, yes, you can be vaccinated, but still carry and give the virus to someone else. So, vax or unvax, continue to test, continue to wear your mask, continue to practice hygiene, basic hygiene. Okay. And social distancing, which is pretty hard when you're trying to still unwind. But, you know, we try our best and just keep being healthy throughout the year. So we always talk about preparing for carnival, right? So one of the things we prepare our stamina, right? Because we're gonna hit the road, we're gonna right. dance, we're gonna fed, we're gonna, you know, take in libations, we're gonna you know, take in the cultural food, drinks, and music. So if we're preparing that, let's prepare our immune systems too, you know what I mean? Like we're preparing, let's fully prepare our bodies. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I would like to make sure that that's understood, you know, that although we have this virus that has wreaked havoc around the world, one of the biggest things that it definitely shed a light on is the overall health of our people.
Right, definitely. So, I know when we were getting ready for carnival, not myself, I actually went down to Miami with the family, but my daughter and her friends were out there, and our photographer, William, shout out to William. Every day that they were there or that I was there with them, I made sure that they had hot ginger tea in the morning, fresh ginger, mm-hmm. oil. It almost burned when it swallowed it. And then,
yay,
sure,
ginger tea.
And I made they had a vitamin C immunity shot inside their bags, mm-hmm. so on their little pouches, so that when they were out on the street amongst people, that they were able to take an immunity shot. They came back in, I made sure that they took a vitamin C immunity shot. And that was the ritual.
And I hope, throughout. Hopefully, when they also came back in, they took a shower too.
Oh, no. No. The protocol was that as soon as hotel room, I sprayed them down with alcohol and wipe their hands with Dettol, right?
Okay. And then remedies at work.
Yes, because even them being around me after being out in the street, like, you're still, you know, so you can't sit on the couches. No couch. Stand up.
Limited touching of surfaces. Like basic regular stuff. I just want to say, like, this is not COVID regulations. This is just how it should be regulated all the time. Like, we're not around here trying to spread germs and receive germs. We work hard. And I think one of the biggest things, like you were saying, Africa, is like we do this all year round. It's not just when it's carnival time. Like, we drink ginger tea all year round. Like, we make sure that we boost our immune system just so we can continue each day. So go ahead.
Oh no, I'm saying, especially the fact that Caribbean people work like 6 jobs, they have to boost systems.
They don't stop. They just keep going and going. Don't let somebody hear you with a sniffle.
What?
You got a sniffle? Oh no, you bombarded. You getting bush tea, every tea that's in there. And then you're getting some real good home cooked soup.
Right. My good friend, my good friend just so reminded me the other day. He said, "Man, F, I remember that one time you brought me some fish soup." I said, "Fish soup?" I said, "You were sick, eh?" He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "You mean boiled fish?" He's like, "Yeah, whatever it was, man. I wasn't feeling good, and the next morning I popped right up. And ever since then, you've been off limits to you." I was like, "Well, that's not really good." But he was like, "No." Nah. I want to mess.
He's like, "I need you all to myself." No, but seriously though, yes, we've all had someone that got really ill from COVID, and some of us that have lost people from COVID. But I also want to big up those of us that survived COVID and are continuing to survive in COVID, and that we definitely during this time we were able to see like the underlying thing. So to my understanding, you don't necessarily die or get gravely ill from COVID itself. It's the underlying conditions that COVID help to
exacerbate,
yes, in your system. So the same way that we always, you know, we want to stress, like, we want to have a party, we want to have a good time, we don't want COVID to be spread, but we also don't want you out there with diabetes, you know what I mean? We don't want you out there with excessive obesity. We don't want you out there with hypertension and things of that sort. So, like, I think this also examines our culture and our community on the health disparities within that, because these things are real. And I think COVID helped, unfortunately, put another shining light on it. Like, hey, like, we need better healthy bodies. You understand? Of our people to continue to play mass, to dance, to sing, and to enjoy life. So let's be healthy for the other days that, you know, mass is not happening.
You know, the whole concept of play mass is to inspire freedom, right? Mm-hmm. Inspired freedom. You know, when you put on a costume, if your feet hit that concrete and you hear that bass move, it's like this feeling of freedom, like you've released into the energy of your ancestors.
Yes.
Well, 24/7, seven days a week, 52 year, you should always feel that same energy, that same, and that's the whole concept behind, you know, the Play Mass brand. I said that to say, and also in being inspired to be free, we need to start thinking about ownership and letting go of some of these things that bind us. COVID has also shown us that people have authority over you know, there are people that are facing unemployment
termination,
as a result.
Yes.
Termination. Mm-hmm. Termination, yes. As a result of not complying to illegal regulations put upon them.
Right. Or getting kicked out of school, or won't be able to go to school.
All of it.
So all of it. So the things that supposed to create a better civilian in society, you know, education, economics, all that being controlled because you're not vaxxed or you didn't get vaccinated.
Like I said, they didn't comply with particular stipulations. I don't want to go in the vax or non-vax situation, but I'm sure that people can read between the lines. As we move forth, you know, I want it to be understood that regardless of where you stand on where you stand on this point, if you do not control your wealth, if you do not control your, you do not control the platform, your professionalism, if you do not control those things, always be at the hands of somebody that can take it all away at the drop of a dime.
Right.
And I was out at the Chattanooga Hip Hop Summit the weekend of October 16th through 17th. And at the end of each session, they asked the speakers to give their social platform, to give their information. No, they said, how can people find you? Right?
Right.
Everyone had their social information, even though they had web.
Wow.
Almost 2 weeks, according to our air date, Facebook is, they monopolize social media. They have three that are boom. When Facebook went down, Instagram, WhatsApp went down. They were down for hours. Now, I don't know the number, figured number that organization lost as a result of that being down. But what is it they lost as a small business, as an entrepreneur, as a artist, as a professional? If you are building your brand identity on these platforms, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, $1 or $1 million. That's something that you can miss in those positions because you don't have enough equity and or resources to cover a day loss. 18 hours, whatever your billables are, imagine 18 hours of billables get into. That's what you did when you called out these people's platform in front of 400, 500 or 5,000 people. Every time you tell people to go do that. And then the marketing, and if you're in front of a crowd of 40 people, 400 people, 4,000 people, when you say these companies' name, you're reinforcing their brand identity.
Right.
You're, and what, and they're what getting, and this you? Is marketing, and this they're not paying for.
Right.
When you create a billboard and you put their logos at the bottom, you're giving them whatever the cost of that billboard. That billboard costs you $10,000. You just gave them $10,000. Marketing
out of your pocket while you're trying to make $10,000.
Exactly. You just gave them free advertisement. You gave them $10,000 worth of advertisement. And you're reinforcing their brand identity because people, they're not, more times than none, they're going to identify those logos at the bottom versus the big URL at the top of the billboard.
Right.
So, you know, you want to get to the point where you have brand recognition, but not at the expense of sending people to another platform. And there are ways, of course, to use social media, and I've talked about it almost a million times over.
Yes, you have.
Let social media drive people to your platform. When you speak out, when you're announcing yourself, when you're introducing yourself, drive people to your website. Have the social media links to your social media platforms on your website so that they can connect with you from there. But let their first point of contact with you always be your website and your brand identity, because that's how people are going to identify you.
Yes, please. I always go to a website first.
Yeah, then think about it. When you meet somebody, what's the first thing you do?
Google them.
Of course. I Google everybody. It's a little slow there on the
draw.
Yes. A little slow on the draw.
I Google often.
No, but the reality is when people meet you and that's the first thing they do. So if you're not giving out your brand identity, when they Google you, nothing is going to come up, because every time they look for you, they go to third party platforms to look, you know.
Yes.
So you're not getting the Google searches. Now, if I met you someplace out in the street and you said your name, or you said whatever, and I Googled your name, I'm increasing the amount of times people are searching. I'm helping the amount of time people are searching for you. I understand wanting to give people a direct link to you and your information, but give them your website. If they're interested, they're going to search. You know, it's just like somebody hit me up the other day and they was like, oh, can I look for Miami Carnival photos? And I was like, Play Mass Out Today. They was like, oh, no, the direct link. I'm like, no, go to Play Mass Out Today and go to the update. We want you to go to the website, go to that first page.
That's right.
Increase the traffic. You can increase the traffic. Going to that site, so that can then build up our search, that can then build up in search and SEO. I'm not giving you the link to the site. That's why I have Play Day, because you might, before you even get to the store you want that you're interested in, you might bookmark stuff. You know what I mean? If I send you the direct, what happens is that you get a direct link and you never go back to the site because you got exactly what you wanted.
Right. Your web blue tick.
Well, look at you.
That's right. You want that original blue tick, one that you earn, go to the website first, playmass.today.
And I, you know, again, I just, that's one of the things that I really want to get when it comes to artists and creatives and just anybody building their brand or reputation. Like, start focus owning your identity on somebody else. Should today they say that your content doesn't meet with their policy guidelines, everything that you built, take it down. I've had numerous amount of African American content creators and Caribbean content creators on TikTok and Instagram have their entire profiles disabled because of
content that they don't identify with,
because they're not a part of our culture. It's not a part of their cultural norm. So to them, it goes against their policy.
The bias policies, that's not, we're not at those tables helping them write these policies.
And you know, algorithms are as intelligent as the people that are writing the codes. So as much as we say artificial intelligence, we have to realize whose intelligence is programming the artificial intelligent AI program and or apparatus.
Say that again for those in the back.
They can rewind.
I don't think people understand and get that. Like, no, what do you mean? It's technology. It's not bias.
Yes, technology is definitely biased, because if there's not a fair and clear representation of the entirety of our community in those spaces, then we will never see faces that look like ours, faces that sound like ours in those spaces.
Exactly. Start looking for that clip art.
I don't want to go through that.
We need other creatives, people of color creatives, to speak up and be like, I can't find me in me and the things that I do.
Right. Now, speaking of which, in saying that, there is a gentleman, Zick Hayes Jr., he actually created fan base. And Isaac Hayes Jr., yes, is the son of the late, great Isaac Hayes. His son is in entertainment and, of course, he's in entertainment and technology. And he invested in creating a tech app titled Fanbase. And Fanbase, what Fanbase is, it is our representation of Clubhouse, Instagram, and TikTok all rolled into one. You have the ability to have Clubhouse-like conversations, to post short-form videos similar to Instagram and TikTok, and you don't have to worry about policies and compliance that aren't familiar with your cultural reference point, because these are people that exist and live in our communities and are building platforms that speak to our communities and support all of the diversity that comes with that. So more people aware of the Fanbase product. On November 3rd, Playmass.today's digital brand coach will be hosting a marketing music talk on Fanbase. They'll have to come up with a time, but the flyer information will be out shortly, so you guys can check that out. If you're interested, hit us up. There will be a link on the website that you can then click on and let us know what time to participate in it. But it will be on a Wednesday. It to be the follow-up to our conversation on November 3rd. That evening or that afternoon, we'll go and speak with the population. As we, of course, get ready to move into, and this is an excellent opportunity to start and redefining your brand so that you can step into 2022 anew and free. Oh, yes. And the chat, because what we want to do is we want to move people from forms that are not culturally receptive to a form where we find a community, people that look and sound like us.